Hello, and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. Yes, it is Saturday. It's not Wednesday, it's Saturday, November 21st. You know, we normally do our show Wednesday, so
looking a little. We had a break.
Yeah, a couple of days, so we are.
And happy holidays. Happy holidays to everybody. Thanksgiving is next week. I can't wait. I'm just ready to eat. Because I love to eat. And really just want cake and pie. To be honest with you. I want just the sweets and stuff. But cake and pie and dressing. Dressing is my favorite. I can eat dressing all day long. I don't have to have turkey, which I'm not going to do no turkey or no ham. I'm going to just do a whole chicken and be good.
Are y'all going to go anywhere for Thanksgiving? You going to be home?
I'll be home all day long watching all my favorite movies. Usually the Christmas Story come on during Thanksgiving Thursday. So I'll be watching that and everything else that I done seen over 1,000 times. But I can't wait.
Because it's always different during the holidays. So.
And this is going to be different. Yeah. This year, it's going to be different. Because people not able to really be out in family gatherings and stuff like that. So, it's, you know. And I want to be on social media so I can see all the people with their families and their Thanksgiving outfits. Even though you're going to be sitting home on your couch, you'll have all your Thanksgiving outfits. So, I'm just, I love it. I know. They're going to be clean. Look, I always say, I always post in my stories all the time how I love to watch everybody's stories. Not saying if you live in what you actually posted, but I love to see them because some people's stories be very hilarious to me. And the posts that people be posting as well. So,
yeah,
you know, y'all continue to enjoy life and have a great Thanksgiving. Spend as much time with your family as you can. And if you're not able to see them physically, man, look, Zoom free.
And everybody got these technically savvy phones. So
yeah, so
make use of them.
So what's going on, Queen?
Well, you know, we going into the holidays, so we got some stuff coming up because the year almost over. But for the most part, yes. But for the most part, we've been busy. It's been a busy year.
Yes. Oh, and also thank everybody for watching the series that we did. We got one more episode to do with relationships, but a lot of good feedback. We appreciate it. We really appreciate it. Even the panel, I love them. Yes. Like, I love all three of them because they really, everybody perspective on what relationships and marriage and being single was, it was all different points of views. Some of us had the same back. Some of us don't, but it was great. So I can't wait to the last show that we get ready for. So stay tuned for that also.
We do have one more show, and I'm looking forward to that show because we're gonna go a little bit deeper with that show. We're gonna actually do making people,
I can't wait,
holding people accountable. So questions and stuff. I'm going to start gearing up your questions. You can send them in to us through any of our DMs, through any of our messengers. Let us know what you all think and what you want to talk about, what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. And it's coming up shortly, so we're definitely going to keep y'all posted for when it's going to happen. We're going to wait until after the Thanksgiving holiday, give everybody else time to kind of be with their family and everything. Mm-hmm. I need to check. Quick, check and see if that camera is on live, just to be sure. I got that new protective screen on there.
Yeah, and it's so...
And I can't really tell.
It's dark.
It's so dark. So I've been confusing myself today.
It's dark.
But yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up with that last show. And I don't know where... And we're trying not to do it to where it's so long. But once you get, like, involved and deep into the conversation, it's kind of hard...
It's hard.
...to pull back and wind everything in. But we're going to keep it... We're going to follow our actual agenda.
We're going to try to.
So welcome to another show. We have three wonderful topics today, but three wonderful details and items to discuss under our topic. But our topic today is how we parent. And before we do that, we're going to go ahead and jump into the quote of the day and the fact of the day. And we hope everybody is doing well. I just want to go ahead and say that, you know, I do want to go ahead and check in on y'all. How y'all doing, family?
Yes,
drop us a line. Tell us how y'all doing. Because, you know, it's been busy. People have been busy.
It has.
A lot of busyness going on. So busy to the point where Tallahassee's crime rate has increased. The shootings have increased. So much has increased. But we have had so much positive going alongside of the negative as well. So we don't always want to just focus on the bad things that's happening. We want to always shine some light on the good. So who's been keeping us in tune for things that we may not catch on the news? Y'all may want to follow him on Instagram.
What's happening, Tally? Love him.
Listen.
Love him.
And he got this little, he like taking people, he promoting.
Yes.
Like, it's a lot. He got a lot going
on. Send videos to him,
y'all,
everything.
Anything that's going on in the capital city or surrounding counties, he is sharing it. Because it's things that we're not going to hear about, y'all. Because, you know, the news not always on every scene. But, you know, we need to know what's going on in our city. And he been putting things on the map. So, you know, big shout out to What's Happening, Tally. You've been keeping us in tune. I mean,
everybody follow.
Especially
people
who don't watch the news.
My kids even follow. I'm like, what? My children on. But he posted his promotion stuff. And he was like, we take EBT too. It was so, just bust. I laughed. I was like, oh my God, he did not put that. He take EBT too on this What's Happening talent. But hey, yeah, shout out to What's Happening talent.
You got a good page.
We appreciate that page. I really do like it because it does keep you updated with what's going on in the city. And it's a lot of funny stuff on there as well.
So while you jumping on IG today, for all y'all that's already on it, you know, go follow us at Shelby's World Podcast. But also go check out the news page, What's Happening talent.
Yes.
Keep yourself informed. Our quote of the day is: "There is no such thing as a perfect parent. Just be a real one." Mm. And that's by Sue Atkins. There is no such thing as a perfect parent. Just be a real one. And we definitely want to keep ourselves in tune with just focusing on what our kids need versus trying to focus on being this perfect person. Nobody's ever gonna be that. So, you know, let's just always remember that we make mistakes as parents just because we're still human.
And we was kids as well.
Yes.
Of course.
And our fact of the day, one, let me go ahead and tell y'all this. And I know this was in Victorian England, so I'm guessing this around where the white people were. But it says in Victorian England, parents calm their kids with medicine laced with opium and other narcotics.
Well, you do have some over here in America that give their kids Benadryl. But you know, hey.
They said opium queen.
But yeah.
And other narcotics.
To calm them down. Okay. Moving on.
But we the crazy ones.
Pretty much.
So. If y'all heard that, let me know what y'all think of that. In Victorian England, parents calmed their kids with medicine laced with opium and other narcotics. Yeah. Okay. And here's our other fact of the day. You will always question what type of parent you are, and if you're doing the right thing. That's a fact. And I'll put up on our page today where our facts come from. I just forgot to write down get it today. But
and being a parent, you know, I always tell people, especially new parents, people, Candace, how it is? I'll even say when some of my friends, when my kids became a certain age and then some of my other friends started having kids, well, how it is to be a parent? Look here. It is no book, no manual, no nothing teaching you how to. Now, they got some books out there, but that ain't going to help
you. Mm-mm.
You have to experience yourself. I look at parenting I like some of the stuff that my mom did when she parented us, and my aunts and uncles watching them as well, and my friends' parents as well. So I just modeled from them. I knew what I liked. I knew what I didn't like. I knew what I was going to do with. I didn't really know what I was going to do with my kids. But as they grew, I grew, and we just, look. And look, I got a 19-year-old, and I got a 15-year-old. And they're doing they pretty good, which they kind of scared of their mama because they call me crazy mama because they know I don't play. But, you know, it doesn't come with a manual. And you, the only thing you can do is try to be the best parent that you can be. Support, love, telling your kids that you love them, showing up for them when they need you there, even when they don't want you there, still showing up, because kids remember stuff. My kid's grandmother, she always say kids need stability. If you don't give kids stability when they become adults, they will hate you and they will blame you for every mistake that they have did in their life, from the things they haven't even accomplished when even when they become adults. So, you know, it's, you know, it don't come with a manual, but, you know, try to do the best that you can. But that love and support is so important. My mom wasn't a mom that said, I loved you all the time, but we know she neither loved us. Like, we know that. But me and my kids, it's just like, it's so different. It's like we're speaking. I leave out the house to go to work. My son, all right, Ma, Rashawn, have a good day today. I'll see you when I get back home from work. All right, Ma, love you. Before we go to bed, it's the same routine.
Correct.
With me and my kids. So it's different. I knew that was something that I wanted to do and let them know. Because, you know, we don't know. You don't know if your child going to wake up or if you're going to wake up. At least you know before you went to bed that night that you told that child or that child told that parent that they loved them. And you got to show it. You can say it, but it's a big thing when you actually show it.
Yeah.
That child that you love them. And it's the same thing vice versa for that child to show the parent that they love them and appreciate them as well.
But kids only do what they see. Mm-hmm. So they're not like an emotional child. It's some kids also too just aren't that way.
Yeah.
Because my youngest daughter, I can be all over her and be giving her all the love in the world. She'll take it from me. But her sister, she ain't with it for her sister.
That,
you
know? Erica, that's why she's my girl. That's my girl, Erica.
She can deal with it. But, like, she just, because I've always been that parent that's, like, over-loving on them, kissing on them, hugging them all the time, showing them how much I love them. So they have no choice but to accept it from me. But when they deal with each other, see, Jada might get like that sometimes, but for the most part, they're pretty much iffy with each other with it. So sometimes it don't matter how much the parent does it. The child's still going to do what they want to do. That's but true. It doesn't change that they're getting showed that emotion. Mm-hmm. They're getting showed those things.
And kids are different these days. Yeah. they are very, very different these days.
Like, kids are funny.
Yeah.
They're very funny. I'm learning to really just be in the moment with children, because they can teach you a lot by just listening to them, because they're very expressive. Yeah. They will say things that we would never say.
And the facial expression.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. If they're turned off by anything, they're going to express it, and their body language is going to tell them.
Yes. Tells it every. Zoe like that. Her facial expression. And Zoe my child is such an opinionated person. She speaks her mind. She moves to the beat of her own drum. And some days I have to say, did you just say that to me like that? Like, who is you? She'd be like, but mom, I have to say, did she just say that? But I love her. I love the backbone that she has. She's totally different from me, but sometimes her dad says she just like me, but I'm like, child, Zoe ain't nothing like me.
I know I had to accept that my children have a lot of my variances, and I was like, child, I don't deal with it. But I also see a lot of the responsible me in them. Like, I can see how they take a hold of the things that I'm teaching them without, because I'm really non-judgmental with my children. So I tell them exactly how I am, but I don't have any expectations for them to be that way.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into our conversation. So we, okay. So the first topic on the, under, how we parent is the sex talk. And this, I always want to know how people deal with their kids with that conversation. But this conversation came about because I was on TikTok one day. And,
that TikTok.
And they were on there talking about the difference, in how people are with their kids. Mm-hmm. And this one lady had a conversation. Her daughter just came on. She was doing a prank. But she came on with her boyfriend. They were in the kitchen, all three of them, cooking. And the boyfriend was helping the mom. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Babe, did you get those condoms I asked you to buy?" And she, and then the mom turned around and had this look on her face. And then, right. And then the boyfriend was like, he turned red. And she said, "What?" And she said, the condoms that I asked you to buy. And the mom was like, "Well, you better have some condoms because ain't no babies coming up in here." And she was like, "I know, that's why I'm asking him. Did he get the condoms?" And everybody was commenting, like, "What the hell? Like, that's a problem." And we have to have the understanding that children are going to have sex if they're already not having sex.
That's true.
So if you're afraid to have these conversations with your children, then you are putting your kids in jeopardy of learning these things from television, social media, and even worse, their friends.
Ooh.
So these conversations must be had.
Very important.
Yes. And I just want to, we're just going to talk about that a little bit. How do you go about that conversation with your children? Are you afraid? Are you lukewarm? Are you tiptoeing around the situation? Are you trying to get to the root of why you're not in a position to have this conversation? How do we do this? Like, what's happening?
I don't know. See, it's funny that we this is one of the topics because we actually talked about this in class Thursday. About people talking to their kids about sex and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling them, like, my mom started talking to us when I was, that I can remember, maybe my fourth or fifth grade year.
Mm-hmm.
That my mom was, Juanita is just raw, honest. She was just real with us. And I don't think that was something that my grandmother was, because my mom then was home, school, church growing up. So with my mom, she was very open, honest with us and everything. And to be honest, she talked to us all the way up until we was adult, up until at least 18. But I remember my mom asking me and my cousin came and lived with us her last year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mom asking us, we was just on the porch just talking. And she was like, "Have y'all had sex yet?" And me and my cousin, we were just beautifully honest with, like, "Yes, ma'am. This what happened." Da, da, da. Just that night on the porch, just talking. And it was actually a relief. Just to be honest with that parent, and that parent didn't, like, get upset. Mm-hmm. Or we just talked about it, but she had already been talking to me. And I can't say if my aunt, my cousin's mom, I'm not sure if my aunt talked to her, but I know with my mom, it was just always an open book. We could come go talk to my mom about anything. It's still the same way. Now, even with my kids, I haven't really had a chance to talk to my son about sex, but we have had a conversation as a whole, me, him, and mm-hmm. Zoe. And then he's a male, so my stepdad kind of handles that a lot with him. And he opens up to my stepdad about everything. Before he come to me, his dad, his stepdad, he opens up to my stepdad about everything. So if I want to know something about Rashard, I go to my stepdad and he'll tell me. But
you're going to get that interpretation.
And he'll tell him also, you know, talk to your mama, talk to your daddy, talk to your stepdad, you know, let them know what's going on with you. But you need to have that open dialogue with your kids. You can't be scared to talk to your kids about sex. I heard one parent say, "Well, I ain't talking to mine about sex." I'm just telling them how it's supposed to be from the word of God and tell them that accent is what. No, you can't just say you just need to practice accents because you can't
just raise a child off religion. Mm-mm. Then you got them out here afraid to come talk to you about anything. But the conversation in my household has been always open door, open book, open mm-hmm. discussion. And my children, we have a talk about everything atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's not a lot that I don't get to hear or get to know what's going on with them. And I appreciate that. But to know that people are terrified to have the conversation of sex with their children lets me know that they're worried about not giving the right information mm-hmm. or they're worried that it's going to push their child to want to have sex. Because one of the questions that one person asked me, not my child, but another child, asked me, was it good? Like, I froze. I ain't never felt so put on the spot.
Miss Shelby, well, is it good, Miss Shelby?
In my life.
Like, and how do you answer that?
I don't know. So, but I was honest in my response, but this is what I said. I said, until you really know what you're doing, you don't really know what's good and what's not good to you.
That's true.
So I can't really tell you what's good to me is going to be good to you. I said, because when I lost my virginity, I was not happy. Like, I was like, oh my God, it hurt. You know, it's yeah. supposed to be like this. Da, 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 da.
Guess what I was waiting on?
Yeah, like, and so.
I waited a little bit while longer.
So then I just went on a hiatus and just was quiet and don't do nothing. Because if this is what it's going to feel like, I don't want it. You know? So you're going to have a different experience.
Yes.
I can't explain to you exactly what you're going to experience, but I can tell you that you want to make sure that you're prepared and you don't want to overthink it. Like, sure. I think, too, that I was so worried about trying to prepare myself for mm-hmm. it until I overthought the whole situation. But for the most part, I do believe that if you're not having open dialect with your children, then your children will suffer, in the end from that. And
you're listening to their friends and different stuff like that, who don't know what's going on.
They in the same stages with them. They learning with them.
And I can even recall, I could say some of my friends' parents didn't talk to them. Some did. And some, it was like, nah, we ain't gonna talk about that. But you have to. Would you rather for you to tell them or they have sex ed at school and they tell them?
Or the friend. Or they just come home pregnant one day or even worse, come home with an STD. And then, like, I mean, that's why the conversation is so important to have. You cannot just be holding back on producing information to your children because you're going to be regurgitating it later, throwing up.
You got to talk to them.
You're going to be sick to your stomach.
And let them ask you questions. You might look, we parents, we don't have all the answers.
Right.
We don't have all the answers to the questions that our kids ask. Sometimes I tell them, let me ask my own mama first. Let me get back to you on that. But you're not going to always have all the answers. But that talk there is a very important talk with your son and your daughter. And to me, you should have it with both of them. You should have it separate as well, but also have it as
have
a
it
conversation
together. So they can each other can hear the questions mm-hmm. that the other one have, because it may be things that they thought about, but they don't know how to ask it.
That's true.
And when you're talking to a boy about sex, a young man about sex, they're depending on how open they are as a person, mm-hmm. it starts to spill. When they get it going, it starts to spill.
I tell you everything. Especially if you and that child have that type of relationship. But then you have some kids that I can recall probably some of my friends was able to talk to my mom better than they was able to mm-hmm. talk to their own parents. Mm-hmm. So you need that, what's the word? That open dialect.
And that trust system
with that other parent that's actually not your parent, but that other adult.
And you know, a lot of times parents, because say for instance, you have a child that loves to be at their friend house. Mm-hmm. And it's a reason why. They're either super comfortable over there. The parent makes them feel welcome. Mm-hmm. There are reasons why that child likes to be around that friend and that family. So if you're ever in doubt about something that may be going on with your child, you have that open door with that other parent.
Yes.
Like, you have to know that you can utilize your own resources as ways to have understanding for your child, because it's hard for some parents to get in there with their children.
It is.
It's hard for some parents to get, like, just to have conversation. I have seen...
And it don't even have to be that type, conversation. Just,
I have seen people come to my mama and talk to my mama about stuff that I wouldn't even talk to my mama.
My sister's mom, she was like that. She was a person that people would come talk to her, Miss Idella, about everything. And she was one of those parents, she raw, honest with you. You either take it or you don't.
Yeah.
But she was very, the stuff that came out of her mouth, she used to always have me laughing. God rest her soul.
Well, it's happening to Telly. That's you out there. We just gave you a huge shout out, man. We love you. We love your page, man. Love your page.
Keep it going.
But yeah, and I can say this about my mom. My mom, this is one of the things she would tell us is the we got an open door policy. But my mama would be pretty, she'll try to change your mind and be judgmental about things that you come tell her. So I was.
You have parents like that.
I was kind of scared to say certain things to her. But that doesn't mean that I ain't going to tell her what I wanted her to know. So, because she also was the type that, like, if I had a bump on my booty, my mom in the bathroom, I'm going to bust up in the bathroom. Mom, you see this bump on my rump? And anything, like, or you see this hair bump over here, Mom, I'm going to show her. So, irregardless of if she wanted the open door policy to be that open, I made it
you made
open.
It that
I'm going to make you accept the things that I'm bringing to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do that. And my children are just like that. And I was like, I said that irregardless of if my children want to talk to me, if I ain't want to hear from them, they going to give it to me anyway.
Even if you ain't asked for it. Right. That's good, though.
Yes, I appreciate it. So our next next item is, are you allowing your kids to be themselves or are you controlling the narrative?
No, I let mine be themselves. I don't need you to be like me. I need you to be who God designed you to actually be you all the time. And I always tell them, look, you set the tone with your friends, all of that. Mm-hmm. You be the leader, but you also lead good as well. Don't be leading nobody down a straight path that you know that I ain't gonna approve of and their parents ain't gonna approve of. So you know, you be the leader. But I love my kids. I love their personality. Me and Rashard has this thing that we go back and forth about when it comes to, it was something that was happening between him and Zoe. And I was like, Rashard, that's your sister. So now every time something happened with him and Zoe, I say, that's his sister. He'd be like, but that's your daughter.
Mm-hmm. That's what Jada started throwing it back on me.
That's like, your daughter. You had her though, Ma. You had her.
Get your sister, man. Get your child, Ma. Like, they learn things. They learn you.
He said, that's your daughter. You had her. I couldn't do nothing. I'm sitting at the computer and I couldn't do nothing but laugh because I was like, you know what, son? You really get on my nerves right now. But that's your daughter. Mm-hmm. And the way he was saying it was so funny. And Zoe just sitting there like, oh, y'all really gonna do this to me, huh? Y'all really, like,
today.
Both of y'all? Okay, I got both of y'all. I'm like, Rashard, that's your sister, though, because you know you gotta take you to basketball, practice, to the mall, all the stuff that you need. You gonna be on her to let you drive her car, all of that. So it's funny to have those relationships and to see your kids
evolving
into who they gonna be and the relationship that they have together as siblings.
So,
and you have to tell them, it's just y'all two. It ain't nobody else. Y'all got to be here for one another. I had to tell Rashard years ago when he was in elementary. And, you know, he didn't quite understand because me and my brother was very close. Don't tell your sister secrets. The only time you come tell your secrets is if something very serious is happening. Drugs, she addicted, any of that stuff. That's when you be like, hey, ma. I say, but anything else, you know, you keep that between y'all. Nobody else don't need to know y'all secrets.
Right.
Y'all keep that amongst yourselves. Unless both of y'all feel like, okay, I need to go tell mom what's going on with my brother or with my sister. But that sibling relationship is very important.
It's very important. You want to have the people who you grow up with are supposed to be your first friends anyway. So you definitely want to have you want to have a togetherness with them. And then here lies a problem with the sibling relationships start to tear apart when they're given too much responsibility. Mm. When a child has to take responsibility, so much more responsibility, it either makes one child have this superiority and have to, you know, kind of create some type of cringe when all it is a protection thing. But if parents take back some of that responsibility from the kid and let the kid be the kid so that they can always have that, so the boundaries are not so far apart. Like, you don't want to have more boundaries than another person, or you don't want to have more responsibility than another child, even though you're going to have it. But you don't want to always have to feel like that as a child. So I think a lot of that gets distorted when kids are growing up.
Yeah.
But on the up and up, you have children that use that type of relationship as a way for them to have a bond.
That's true.
Because I know with my children, I know what the oldest one is more responsible. She's more put together. She's more organized. And we have that. We know that. That's knowledge that we have of her. The younger one know that she can depend on that organization, that responsibility. So even that things that she is going to be responsible for, she may tend to forget about it because I know my sister gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know, so that is also another bond that's being created. So I'm not going to ever step in and try to change the narrative with how my children are growing and growing together.
Yeah.
I just want them to be happy in who they are. And the reason why this topic came about is because, again, I was on TikTok. And when it says, are you allowed to
keep queen in that TikTok?
They be having a lot of perfect examples.
I have not on TikTok at all.
Well, you know, any of the social sites going to show something that shows an example of something.
Yeah.
But TikTok, because they do so many pranks, they're doing these pranks to show how parents are or to catch a parent in their act. So this particular wasn't even a prank. It was just a young man who had gotten some new tattoos, came to visit his parents and showed her the tattoos. And he had gotten the tattoo right here. So the mom was like, she was scrubbing at it. And she was like, you're just putting yourself in a position to not get a job. But all the people in the comment section, I like to read the comments.
The comments do be good.
Yeah, they were good. So they, you know, I'm reading in the comments and I'm finding myself being one of that parent that was on screen, that I would probably be like, girl, you put yourself in a position. And then I thought about it, who gives a damn? You know what I'm saying? Like, because the people in the comments calling it out, they're like, that's that parent this is one of those parents who is limiting their child to be happy with who they are. This is one of those parents that's doing this, that's worried more about their child being a worker than an employer. This is one of those parents that's, you know, so it's a lot of those comments that register to me that we are like this. Parents are really like this. We're so misconstrued on what we were raised to see and think that we're forgetting that this generation don't give a damn about what y'all think.
They don't care. They move to the beat of their own drum. They move to the beat of their own drum. They like, they ain't caring about, I'm finna go tattoo, I'm finna be dreaded out, or I'm finna be, look, it don't even matter. I'm gonna be unique me.
That's it.
You either like and it I
deal
or you
with,
don't.
And I deal with all that other stuff,
later.
I deal with all that other stuff.
And I respect that.
I'm very happy for the children who decide to live in the here and now.
Yeah.
Because if nothing else, life has always taught me, if not just life this year alone, but life alone has taught me that you've got to live in the moment sometimes.
You do.
If you sit up here and you worry about what tomorrow is going to bring on every occasion, no, you're going to stifle your life. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to be investing and building a better future. But it's not. It's another thing to always be worried about what tomorrow is going to bring. And building a better future is something you do daily. You're doing that daily. So if you're granted life daily, you're giving that, if you bless every day, you're building a better future every day if you're doing that correctly. You know what I'm saying? So, but also while you're building a better future, you're supposed to be living.
You have to.
I'm not going to stop my kids from living.
But living. Not existing, but living.
Correct.
When I was listening to the coaching thing today, when you came in, and that was something that she was talking about. She said the same thing. You got to be living. You got to live in the moment all the time. All the time. It's so much going on, but it's also so much that you can miss as well.
Yeah. And even with
wanna,
that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't wanna miss, because after this year, baby, we should all be living what we going through right now. You should all, every day, you should be living and you should be grateful.
You think people that had pre-existing conditions thought that just because I got a pre-existing condition, I'm going to pass away tomorrow?
Mm-mm.
No. So you got to start taking these moments to enjoy your life. So next item, how does the culture affect your parenting style?
I don't know if it really affect my parents. Like I said, I took from what I did, at what my parents did as me growing up, and added it to what I did as me raising my kids. And I feel like I'm still raising two kids, even though one is 19 in college. But as mm-hmm. they say, you know, your child is your child. Your child is never. They will be an adult, mm-hmm. but that's still your child, regardless. They still, you know, you still raising them.
Every day.
And the roles will, me being a caregiver, the roles do change.
Mm-hmm.
Once you become that parent, once that parent becomes older and needs to depend on that child. And I always say this in my field of work all the time. The roles will change. The parents will become the child, and mm-hmm. the child will become the parent.
Yep.
So, but culture is different. It's different from when I was brought up. It's different from when my mom was brought up. It's different from when my grandma was brought up, and so on and so on. So it does have a, you know, it does have an effect on it, but you as that parent, you got to have that stability and values for that kid. They can't be just out here going with what the culture got going on. Mm-hmm. What the culture got going on might not be for that particular child or for any children, period. So, you know, that's 50-50 for me.
I think the culture definitely plays a huge role in how I parent, because I think it makes me go harder in showing them what can affect their lives and how going out can do the wrong mm-hmm. thing can devalue your presence, can hurt your credibility, can ruin your character. So I use things that happen in the culture, in our culture, as a way to explain certain instances to my children, to give them examples on how things can really screw up their time and their life.
Yes.
So I use the culture for that, but for the most part, we got a comment over here too. I don't really think that the culture affects anything outside of what
you didn't taught them.
Yeah.
And that's good.
But it definitely does take a toll on what I say to them. Like what's going on in society. Oh my God, that's what I mean about making me go harder, because if something going on in society, I'm definitely going, we got to talk about this today. Yeah. This was going on. This is what happened today. So I need. We got to talk about this. oh, that's E-Man. So, oh, he said TikTok just funny. Okay, yes, it is, E-Man. I was trying to figure out what he was talking about TikTok. On that, but it is. It's definitely funny. But they do have some good, interesting points of view on that. But again, you know, the culture definitely plays a huge role in how certain people parent, because you know, whatever going on, you. That might be something y'all discussing. That might be something that is on your mind to talk to your children about. But now that this happened, it's easier for you to discuss it now. It makes the point more just that more valid. So I definitely utilize a little bit of the things that are happening in our society.
You have to, especially with all the stuff that goes on, from your children being on social media to them watching all of these reality shows, from the Housewives, Love and Hip Hop, just all of this stuff. And, I mean, TV is not censored like it used to be. TV used to be, it was some stuff. I'm going to tell you this. I was a kid that grew up in the, I'm an 80s baby. I grew up in the 80s, 90s, early, by 2000, we full grown. But I can recall, only thing that I can remember on television, and you see people kissing in the bed, was the soap operas.
Oh yeah.
That was it. You know, we watched the Cosby Show. You seen Cliff and them in the bed. But the soap operas is when you seen them with that, it was passionate kisses and you know, all of that stuff. But now, baby.
Everything is on television.
That go back
now.
To the first topic that we talked about. You need to talk to your kids about sex, because they watching it. They're watching it on TV.
And it's all online. Kind of sex out there now.
Yeah.
They giving you the heterosexual sex now, they giving you the homosexual sex now, the transsexual sex now. They got all kind of sexes.
Yeah. Oral, all of that stuff.
They got all kind of stuff out there. So if you ain't telling your children or talking to them, they learning it from somewhere.
They are.
And you definitely don't want it to be strategically programmed to them by somebody else. And then you now this is the cause of that effect. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you don't
what
want
Katie did on TV.
Exactly.
Katie.
You gotta it's important that we kinda get a balance with our kids though, because I don't have understanding for people who hide things from their kids and are secretive things from their kids. That come down to everything. Like, I'm gonna tell you something. Even growing up, there were things that our parents didn't tell us until it hit the fan. You got to prepare people for things. You cannot just allow kids are just, they human too.
Yeah, and they have
They
feelings.
Got feelings too. So I think it's very important for my kids to tell me how they feel without me having to walk up on them crying. If I said something, right at this age, date and time, baby, if I say something to hurt my kids' feelings, they tell me right then. Mom, now you ain't even have to. Mom, come on now, Mom. Golly. We don't go to bed upset.
Yeah.
We're not doing all that. You look, you got a comment on that.
That's Joe laughing.
But we don't.
And you shouldn't go to bed upset. Me and Rashard and Zoe had a conversation one night. Rashard was so upset. And Zoe had to we just sitting there. I think we was there for like up until like 11 o'clock at night talking of the issue that he had with me and his sister.
Mm.
So
he needed to get that off his chest, honey.
So once he finally did, Zoe had to make him open up. Zoe was like, look, Mom giving you the chance now to say what you got to say. Mm-hmm. So just go ahead and say what you got to say. And he finally said actually what he needed to say and how he was actually feeling. But when I say that child there...
And you got a Leo son.
What? Look here. And he, Rashard is, my mom always said he's one of them dangerous kids because he's real laid back.
And he watch everything.
Mm-hmm. He pay attention to detail, everything. He had speech problems as a kid, as a young kid going into elementary school. So now, looking at him now from that child that had to do speech therapy and all that, I was like, boy, I remember when you weren't talking.
And now you lay your head.
Now I just be once, would you shut up?
Now you lay your head.
But I love that they speak their mind.
They're open with it.
They're very open with it. And I always, now he acts a lot like me. He don't tolerate the bull crap. He don't care who it is. It could be me, his dad. He don't care who you are. He don't tolerate the bull crap.
Oh, yeah.
And which now one of them don't, but Rashard, he really don't tolerate the bull crap. He like, he be looking at you like, really? Like really? But it's just amazing to see these kids go from these little infants from in your belly to...
And having developing their own personalities. Their own
personality. It's amazing.
I love watching them become who they are because if anything, you have someone that you know you can trust when you're parenting your kids. That's one thing. When you're a good parent, that's what you get.
Yeah.
You know that child, if I go to this child, I can trust my child.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I raised that child to be this way. The carrots I put in this child, the love that I've given this child, the embracing that I've given this child, the nurturing. All of that is going to lead to a healthier human.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're giving your child negativeness, And you're embalming them with your hatred and the fuel issues that you got going on with yourself, and they see nothing but that. Imagine that child. Imagine that person that's grown now. You know what I'm saying? Like they always say you take care of the child, you know, make sure the child heal. I have feet grown men, non-broken men or something.
Yeah.
You heal the broken child, you have a healed grown man. Something like that. I can't even remember exactly how the quote goes, but it's basically saying that you pouring into that child, you healing that child, you creating a good atmosphere for mm-hmm. their child to be loved and know who they are. That when they grow up, they're going to be a healthy person. You're not raising a broken person.
Not a broken person. And as I say in my house, I'm not raising a child to be still living with me as an adult. That's what I tell
my... Not a child.
I tell my kids that, look, I'm raising you to be an adult, to be a good adult, to do what you... You know, you're going to make mistakes. I made mm-hmm. mistakes along the way. You're going to make mistakes, but you're going to learn
everybody
from
do.
Them. As well, but I'm not raising you to be living with me as an adult.
I'm not pushing my children out
Mm-mm.
or anything like that, because I do feel like kids need time to grow and become better at what they're doing. You don't want to be, and I ain't doing all them, you got to pay rent and all that. I don't believe in all that. I know it's a lot of parents that do that. Talking about it's preparing them. No, you robbing them, because your bills was your bills before when they was kids.
Still gonna be your bills.
So them same bills gonna be your bills when they're adults. Stop taking from your kids, because then you showing them what the world gonna do to them. I need to prepare them, but I also need to have them prepared. So mm-hmm. how I'm just giving them the instruction, but not following suit with the example. So I need to at least be saying, baby, while you home, you need to be saving.
Yes.
You need to be putting away money for this, this, and this, because there's going to be a time when you decide that you want to leave home and be prepared for that. Yeah. And also while you're home, you need to either be working or you need to be in school somewhere. Or if you're not working or in school, that business that you're talking about you want to start, I need to know that plan so we can go on and get full-fledged into that. Because we're not going to be laying around the house all day. We're not going to be making TikTok videos and becoming socially famous that way without me seeing that you actually producing some progress.
You're not raising bombs.
No. So that's in black homes, we tend to force our children out. And we tend to force them to grow up into a society that we haven't even prepared them for.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to change the narrative on that. And that's what our last item was. Parenting properly leading to a healthy relationship later. And that's exactly what it does. When you working on your skills as a parent and you giving your kids exactly what mm-hmm. you feel like they need to have, because every kid is different. You might have to love Susie a little bit harder than you love Amy, because Amy a little bit stronger. But just because mm-hmm. Amy a little bit stronger don't mean she don't need that love. You just got to give it to her differently. She don't want it the way you giving it to Susan. Because
all your children is different.
All of them different.
It don't matter how many you have. They every last one of them different. Different personalities, different attitudes, different everything. They all are different.
How you parent is, how you parent one child is always different than the other child.
And don't compare them to one another.
No. Now, I have found myself saying to Erica before, actually just last night I said it to her, to be perfectly honest. I was like, now, I didn't allow Jada to do that, so I'm not going to allow you to do it. Now, that's not comparing them. That's just that my rules are my rules. Yeah. The rule was set like that for her. The rule is definitely set like that for you.
And I remember you saying that one time before when it was about them going out together and Erica was still in middle school. And you was like, no, you're not going to go with Jada somewhere because Jada in high school, you in middle school. I don't care if you just in the
eighth grade. Oh, we're only in your part. I don't care. It's the rule that has been put out there for you. And then a little bit more on the other side, you just childish. I love my baby to death, but she still got, and that's what I love about her. Like, I love that she has still accepted the fact that she still got childlike tendencies. She turned it on and off. Like, it only really happens at home.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, I know that that exists. So, I'm using some of that to make my decision on how I move with you.
Mm-hmm. That's true now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you present to me is really how I go off. Oh, how I'm gonna handle you.
I love that, Erica.
I love. So how you parent definitely works in your benefit in the future. You building a better relationship with your child. Mm-hmm. You building a better relationship for your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. You building a better relationship for your generation in general. When my children grow up, I'm gonna be happy to embrace my grandchildren, spoiled and rotten. I ain't stepping on my children's toes. I'm never doing that.
Can't do that.
Never doing that. But I do agree with things change in our, when we become grandparents, than it is when we parent.
You know, grandparents give you a little bit more freedom.
Yeah.
Because my kids have both sets of grandparents, and I tell them all the time, y'all are blessed kids to have both sets of grandparents, both of your parents. Parents are still here, and you get to spend all of this quality time with these grandparents. It's like Zoe, she's the first, so she was always with Kevin's parents and stuff, and they helped me a lot because my mom had them move. My mom and my stepdad had moved to West Palm Beach, so once I had Zoe, but they end up coming back, and then I got pregnant with Rashard, so he more of my mama than my mama them child, like. He deal with P. White them, but look, I'm going to grandma Juanita house. I'm going to grandma Juanita house. But my mom, she, when it comes down to my kids, she tell them quick. Whatever Candy say, that's what we gonna do. Look, whatever she say, that's what we. I don't care if you don't like it, but whatever your mama say, that's what
we gonna do. I feel the same way.
My stepdad, he said the same thing, but
he'll let it slide a little bit. But that's because he has a relationship with Rashard, too. He has he got a relationship with his grandma, but he got a relationship with a man that he can go to and talk to about anything. You already said, if there's something that you want to know at Rashard, you know who to go to.
I know who to go to.
So if you don't want to intrude on that and change that relationship, so. You know, it's going to be certain things that he's going to let slide because he's a man. He knows what a boy is thinking, what a boy needs, and what time set. Okay, he's 15 now. This is going through his mind, so I need to just allow him to be frustrated with this situation.
Favorite word. Oh, nigga, you smelling yourself. That's my stepdad's favorite word. That's his favorite word. He just talks so harsh, but we just look at him. But he'll tell you quick. But he let Rashard know, look. What your mama said, that's what you gonna do. Or you in trouble with me. So, and Rashard understand that. And the same thing, you know, with Zoe as well. But like I said, that's Zoe White. Zoe just speak her mind. She just speak her mind. And I love that. But I love that about her, though. Because she can put her other grandma, she can say something, and she'll put her other grandma, like, really? Like she would pull her up,
but that's literally that's different though. We we wouldn't have dared to say, like, really, granny. Like, growing up, girl, like, really, granny, get your teeth off the floor.
But it's different with her than with my mom. With my,
right. Like, she don't do it to Juanita, no.
It's because of boundaries. But she be like,
they know what she wants to do. Because even my children, Erica was telling me that today. She was like, Mom, she said, it'd be hard to take the grandma on serious. And I was like, what? She said, my cousin, she said, because grandma be getting mad at us, but it's not that we not believing what she's saying. It's just that when she holler at us, it's funny.
Yeah.
So we getting a whooping and everything. And we laughing while she whooping us. Lord Jesus. So...
Look, y'all ain't getting no whoopings like we did.
No, that's what it is. Y'all ain't getting no whoopings. Y'all, those are pops.
Y'all ain't getting no whoopings like we did.
Those are pops. But we hope y'all, that some of this advice and this conversation that we had today definitely infuse your thought process, your parenting palette. If you have any other questions or any other comments that you do want to ask us, hit us up at itsalute4@gmail.com.
Yes.
Candace Johnson Plez on Facebook. Shelby Davis on Facebook, at Shelby's World Podcast on IG. Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking so that we can kind of like have another portion of conversation about that, because you never can talk enough about being a parent.
And it's important. And especially in this day and time, it's very important. So, hey, y'all, talk to them kids. You might be surprised when you have that open dialogue what they may tell you.
Yeah,
you might be very surprised, and you need
and what you're gonna learn
and what
from
you, and what you're gonna even the relationship with my mom now being an adult almost 40. She like, golly, I'm finna have a 40-year-old child. Like, yeah, neither you finna have a 40-year-old child. But even the conversations with her is different, and it changed, especially once I got married too. It changed, our relationship changed again. Because now I'm able to talk to her about marriage stuff and stuff like that. So, look, your relationship with your parents, with your kids, with anybody, it's an ongoing thing. It's growing every day because, you know, it's something different every day. But, man, cherish the relationship with your parents, your kids, and just your people around you, period. Because, man, look here. Sometimes it's best to talk to strangers.
Yeah, you learn a lot
from them. So, you know, hey, but thank y'all for tuning in to Shelby's World Podcast.
And remember, there is no such thing as a perfect parent. Just be a real one.
That's it.
We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for checking us out today. Check us out in another week. We're not going to go live next. Yes. We're actually not having a show next week, you guys, because we got the holiday next week. So we will see y'all in another week. After that.
I think it'll be December. Yes,
it'll be December when we see you guys again. So thank y'all for tuning in. We hope you all enjoyed the show today. And again, we're always looking for feedback, so hit us up.
Yes, stay positive.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Peace.